And we'll read something from The Awakened Soul by Gibran. Believing is a fine thing, but placing those beliefs into execution is a test of strength. Many are those who talk like the roar of the sea, but their lives are shallow and stagnant like the rotting marshes. Many are those who lift their heads above the mountaintops, but their spirit remains dormant in the obscurity of the caverns. Thus speaks Gibran. Your turn, again.
Well, I'm going to put...
Uh-oh, here comes the chart.
Famous chart again. But in this different way that I've been doing, we'll see how even it is. And of course, the little stick figure. Let's put a little smiley face on him.
It's a self-portrait, you can tell.
But it's blue. Of course, I'll write it all up here. So we have the physical, the astral, or the imagination, the causal, or the emotions, the mental, the mind, of course, and the etheric, or the unconscious, or the void, and then the soul, and then spirit. Anybody not seen this ever before?
They dreamed about it.
Oh, there's one other thing I do want to add in here.
Hair?
Hair, that's right. A little round disc at the top of each of the levels. Let's do one more. So, one of the things I really, really want to emphasize is that the mind is never, ever going to figure out this spiritual journey. No matter what information you hear, no matter what information we or anybody else says, you're never going to get it through the mind. So you might as well just drop it. Give it up. Don't try to figure it out. Rather, instead, go for the experience. And it is through the experience in the journey that you will come into the understanding. That's wisdom. True understanding is through your own journey of experience, not you, the mind, figuring it out. I'm hesitant. It's funny because in meditation, first thing I got was seeing, putting up the chart on there again because it's information. And then I sat there in the meditation just now as we were doing this, and I could feel this energy of the mind. And it just has such a grip sometimes that it can be so challenging to begin to get out from under the grip of the mind. And it's interesting, actually, the way I'm thinking of it right now, if I were to look at it here, it'd be like this umbrella through the mental realm, more like a claw. It's Halloween, right? But you notice the umbrella is a downward focus. And that's what the mind does. It's like a claw that is always gripping at who we are to have control. to, in a sense, have domination over us, the soul, always pulling us down, looking into the world. But then as it looks and moves us down through beliefs, through thought processes, of course that energy moves through the emotions. And it's that energy and motion of the emotion by which those beliefs of the mind begin to take power and begin to entrap the soul to not only think and believe a certain way, but to feel, to experience the feelings. This must be true because I feel it. It's so real and so powerful. And it is. And that's why it can be challenging when we begin this journey of awakening to begin to move above and beyond, to step free of the mind, the emotions. I'm not even talking about the imagination and body. That's just a continual movement. But it is that action of loving and awakening that all we need to focus on. Yes, sharing information and drawing charts like this can help give us direction. But pay attention in the information, that movement of spirit within you. Pay attention to that more than the words, the pictures, or the information. Because it is that attention you give to that movement of the divine within you that is going to set you free, not figuring out the journey. Just as if you wanted to take a trip. We're in Texas. Say you want to drive to the state of New York. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get there? Car, plane, boat, transporter system, UFO, out-of-body travel? Well, more than likely, you might get a map, begin to get information about that journey of getting from point A to point B, from Austin, Texas to Manhattan, New York. And so, as we do get the information, we can begin to see, to visualize within ourselves that journey of going from here to there. But the fun thing is that we never know what's going to happen in that trip from getting here to there. We can figure out in our minds, okay, I'm going to drive. I'm going to take the car. Or I'm going to get on a plane, see what's available. Or I'm going to take a boat, go down and sail around the coast through the oceans. But each of those ways, we make choices. And it's those choices that we make and the experiences we have in that journey. You know that phrase? It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. It's fun because when I start getting in this flow and I try to remember one of these phrases, I sometimes just don't quite remember the exact words for that. But I hope you get what I'm trying to say. And so it is the same spiritually. It is the journey of experience that as we move from point A to point B, those experiences that we have within ourselves is the journey of awakening. That is the spiritual journey, walking the spiritual path. So just as if you were to get in the car, say we chose to go to New York by car. Well, that's quite a drive. And as we drive along on the road, we have to, one, keep our eye on the road. But to even get going anywhere, what do we got to do? We got to get in the car, turn on the engine, push down on the pedal to give it some gas. So we begin to move, to put things into motion. And then as we do begin to move, all along the way, the roads we take, all the other cars, the people along the way, whether it's a safe journey, we have an accident along the way, or we run out of gas, stop overnight at the hotels, whatever it may be, there's all those experiences that we have along the way. And so it is inside, that as we come to this point within ourselves, that we know we want to make that journey to go home to God, to wake up and once again realize the truth of where we've come from and where once again we are to go. That it is in that inner journey that first we get the roadmap, we get the information, we come to classes like this to begin to see, oh, there's the map. And not only that, here's the tools of how you can begin to move towards that destination that you're wanting to journey towards. And just like to get in the car, you got to push down on the gas pedal to get it going. Same thing here. We start chanting the hue. That's pushing down on the gas pedal, giving it a boost, getting the spirit moving. And that's really the key, is to get things moving, to give it gas. And so that chanting of those sacred names is us putting the pedal to the metal, so to speak, putting the foot down and beginning to put into motion the movement of our consciousness. You know, it's really interesting. Even in the dream state or in inner experiences, you can find yourself traveling in a car. You may have had that. What's a car? It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle by which we can move to have experience. All the vehicles we see in this world, we can have in the inner worlds. And each one is taking us somewhere. But where is that that it's taking us? Well, that's where we get to choose, where we get to decide where it is we want to go, what it is we want to experience. Those are the choices that we get to make, whether it's going home to God, going somewhere in the world, as in New York in this trip, or going anywhere on all these different levels. It's the same. It is simply an action of choosing, because there's something within us, just like little children, that are so curious and want to discover, to know, by getting their hands in it, by getting involved, by having the experience. And so that is within us, the child we are, the divine spark, the child of God. There is that natural curiosity and enthusiasm to explore, to learn, to grow. But just as little children don't necessarily look at learning as growing as work, it's more the play, the discovery by having the experience. So it's important to remember that. All of you here today, there's something inside of you that you're exploring, that you're looking to discover, that you want to know. And so you're searching. You're showing up. You're getting involved and participating. Sure, may appear outward, but you're doing the outer actions to begin to discover what that inner journey is and how you can go about doing that. And so just as I was referring to as a destination in the physical, from here to there, so it is inside, this pathway of sound and light that we teach here, that journey through the different realms here. And those dots I put at the top of each realm is what we could call the soul level, the very top of each realm. Just as in this body, in meditation, we always come here to the seat of the soul, the very top of the physical body here, to focus our attention, to go inside, to begin to wake up and discover that spirit inside here, just in the physical level. Well, that's a good reference point. This physical level is a reflection of the realms above. As above, so below. The microcosm that we each are in, the macrocosm, that which is the greater universe. And that is true. on all these levels. So we come to that point of reference here, the seat of the soul, here in the physical. We begin to chant the hue, to put our foot on the accelerator, to get that movement going. And it's interesting we even use the hue, because the hue, that frequency, that movement of the hue, as we chant it, begins to awaken us to the soul level here in the physical, that we come awake and aware to the divine within us and who we are. And then, if we like what we're tasting, if we like what we're experiencing on that journey, then we're going to continue. I want to know more. I want to experience more. What is that that I'm feeling and seeing and hearing within me that as I chant this word, that it begins to move? I want to experience more. So then we hear about initiation. Well, what is this thing, this initiation? These sacred names of God that are shared in initiation. Well, they're pretty much the same of the hue. Pretty much the same action. Just as we chant the hue, it awakens us to the soul and the physical level. Well, guess what those other names that you receive at initiation do? They are simply the names, just like the hue, that begin to awaken you to the soul level of each of the other realms. That's why we give you five names. Astral, causal, mental, etheric, soul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each of those names has that frequency of loving that resides in the top of every single realm of God's creation and of this creation. And so as we chant those names, just as a hue, we can begin to experience that movement here, see the inner light, hear the inner sounds, or maybe just that sensation of a movement upon the top of our head. It is that movement, though, that not only awakens who we are at this level, but it begins to actually pick us up, to begin to carry us, to move us. That's why we often refer to the river of loving. Get in the river. Chanting the names is getting in the river, so that that river of loving can begin to lift us on that journey, inside, inwards and upwards. And so, if we like that, we get initiated. We get those other names that begin to awaken us to the soul level of all the other realms. And that as we chant those names, once again, we're getting in the car, pushing down on the gas, beginning to move. It's so simple and practical. Think about it. When you get in a car, you know whether you're sitting there and nothing's going on, or if you push on the gas pedal, how do you know you're moving? How do you know you're moving physically in the car? You see it. You hear it. You may even feel it through the vibration of the engine. You give it gas, the engine gets going, you feel the vibration, you hear it, you begin to move. It is the same way as we chant those sacred names of God within. As we chant, we begin to feel the engine picking up speed. We begin to hear that engine, the sound current. We begin to see that movement, that inner light. And we begin to experience through all of that, that movement forward, that movement inwards, that movement upwards. And the wonderful thing is that frequency of God's loving in those names will draw you to where they originate from, to where they begin, to where they go. This is where the challenge of letting go of the mind and trying to figure out how do we get there. You don't need to figure it out. You simply need to push down on the gas pedal and get moving. The wonderful thing is, it's like a car. You ever been to an amusement park where they have those little car rides and they're in a track? So they kind of bounce back and forth, but there's only one track. And the car's going to go the direction where the track goes. But it's only going to move if you push on the gas. But it's also on this track. That's how this path of sound and light is. As we chant the names, it's getting in the car, giving it gas and moving. But that car is on a track. And that trackway is often called the spiritual path, the straight and the narrow, the river of loving. The path of sound and light is that track. That as we chant those names, we move along the track. It moves us towards that destination. But this destination is one of awakening, one of experience, that often we don't move to the higher levels until not only do we give the vehicle gas by chanting the names, but also that we become vulnerable, allowing ourselves to experience the journey of loving. Allowing ourselves to experience it. In other words, you got to see where you're going. You're not going to see where you're going if your eyes are closed, your ears are closed, you're shut down, curled up. It's called relax. Open up. Become vulnerable. Allowing yourself to move forward. Every time you shut down, just relax. Begin to love. And allow yourself the experience of even the pain. Because as we do that, the loving begins to simply move into those areas of contraction. And then as that loving moves in, it just relaxes. And as it relaxes, it expands. And that loving now begins to permeate those areas within us that we have shut down by contracting. And the more we allow that in, the freer we get. Just as we can feel the physical pain, it's not as bad when we can relax. The circulation gets going. Things begin to move. We even allow ourselves to go get the help we need to heal. Just allowing the body to heal, to come back to balance. And so it is on the other levels. We can go into the emotional pain, the mental pain. And so just as we have the outer reflection here, it's a reference. If you can begin to apply that inwardly, you can begin to see how to maneuver your way through the inner realms, the inner regions, those areas that seem so invisible to the physical eye. So each of these levels, the soul level, and here we call it the spiritual eye. So as we move in through the other levels, as we move into the soul of who we are, in the astral, the causal, the mentally, the etheric, and all the way into the soul realm, it's like the spiritual eye here just opening, opening, opening. Until the eye is fully open and awake, once again, back in the realm of soul, where we awaken fully, where we see fully, that we're aware of not only the journey and all that we've gone through to get back home to the realm of soul, but also that we know, because as our eye is fully open, we can see fully all things. And in that is the knowing. It is when we do not see, we do not know. So opening the inner eye fully is how we come into the greater knowing. And again, there's no way the mind can figure it out. Okay, here's one of those other phrases. You know the mind's eye? Heard that one? Quite often people refer to that as the spiritual eye, the third eye. The mind's eye? That's not the third eye or spiritual eye. That's the eye of the mind. So even be careful with your words. You want the spiritual eye, not the mind's eye. Realize that as we make choices along the way, even those words can describe what it is we're choosing. So let go of the mind and the mind's eye. Move to the spiritual eye. And as you awaken and that eye opens more fully, you will see what's in the mind. And as you see from that point of spirit, the awakening, the understanding will come to you. That's not a mental knowing. That's not knowledge. That's knowing to the spirit of true understanding. But you don't get to that place unless you allow yourself to move upon this inner journey through the realms of spirit. So if you notice how I'm kind of going back and forth between experience and seeing and knowing, they all tie together. But it helps to understand the process and how this works so that you begin to direct yourself, within yourself, into the way it works. How can you direct yourself into the way it works if you don't know how it works? Back to the information. Why do we call them spiritual teachers? They're teaching about spirit. But know the way in is through the meditation to go inside. That's the vehicle. You, the soul, are the vehicle that is moving upon the spiritual journey. Simply awakening more and more fully. On each level, you awaken to more the truth of who you are. And on each level, your spiritual eye opens more and more because you're awakening more to the truth of who you are. And on each level, you're letting go more and more of all the illusions, the fantasies, the belief systems, the emotional attachments. More and more, you're letting go and letting God, letting who you are, the soul that is God. Each step of the way, you're choosing and doing the loving and choosing to let go of all that is not of your true nature. That's a very different journey than getting in the car and driving from Austin, New York. But yet it's the same. But it's important to know the difference that this spiritual journey has nothing to do with the physical journey. So we move inside and we move upwards. Upwards where we rise above the mind, the emotions, and the body. Until we come to that place of true freedom that we know we've risen above the mind and that we are free of those lower worlds, the karmas, the pulls, the attachments, or I like to call it gravity, that pulls us down. We've risen above the claw of the mind and its grip over who we are as a soul. And we come to a new place, a new freedom. And sometimes, in finding ourselves in this new place, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do with ourselves because it's so different. We're so used to all this other stuff, the mind, the emotions, imagination, and body. What do we do now that we've risen above that? Well, it's funny because we also call the etheric level the void or the unconscious. What is unconscious? Not knowing. I don't know. I know I'm feeling freer, but I don't know what to do now. Well, I'm almost in New York, but you know, I've driven so far now, I'm not sure if I still even want to go. Seen so many things along the way. Maybe there's something else I'd really rather do. And so once again, in that not knowing, we begin to search. We begin to seek out, well, what is it I really want? What do I want to do in my life? What is my purpose? Where do I go from here? And part of the journey is we begin to look back at what we've been through. We begin to reminisce and remember all those things we've experienced along the journey to this point. But if we're not careful, sometimes that reminiscing can begin to once again hook us back into the claw. And here it was, out of our own choice, to look back to the past, to once again get caught up in all those old energies in which we are so trying to get free of because we did not like how our lives were. Or even if we liked a physical life, we may not have liked the mental emotional process within ourselves. So as we look back, once again, we're going to get to make choices. Choices to go back into the mind, emotions, imagination, and body, and to keep doing what we are doing before. Or we can choose to really let that go. And even though we may not know what the next step is, the next leg of the journey, even though we may not know what that is, part of the spiritual journey is coming to that point where we are willing to truly let go and give it all up to God. Say, okay, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. But you know what? I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to go back into the past. I've done that, been there, done that, done that, done there. Lord, I'm done with that. I don't know what's next, but you know what? I've been shown the way. I've been given the keys. And I'm going to begin to use those keys, even though I don't know what's next. Yes, I trust you, I think. I think I have faith. Well, it's kind of what it is, isn't it? How do you know until you really know? But it's that little bit of trust and faith that we give ourselves that may all we need to keep walking the path, to keep moving forward on this journey of life inwardly as well as physically.